gentlemen, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in via EchoLink from North Utica, New York tonight. Good evening.
KD2 FPM, Kevin, always welcome to have you check in this evening. How's things your way and what's new in the area?
Yeah, I have to say, forgive me there. I forgot to tell you that I was the only one in the queue that appeared in the lineup for the EchoLink tonight. Yeah, I've been just kind of hanging out here in North Utica. My fiance had a bunch of plumbing jobs that were done today, so we got to watch the plumbers play, and we kind of hung out and did some stuff in the garage and whatnot. So now we're kind of getting settled down and ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow's our big trip up north to Saranac Lake, and I believe it's Lake Clear. And we're going to do that bike rail run. It's that they got these rail carts with bike pedals on them, and we're going to give that a whirl and see what happens tomorrow. I can't wait because I think it's going to be kind of cool to be able to pedal these little carts down the railroad tracks up that way. So on that note, I'll sell you 7-3, and I will back out and listen to the other stations that call in. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, as I said earlier, always nice to have you check in with us. You know, you're going to be traveling right up past my house on the way up, going through Otter Lake. Nice trip up that way, and I'm sure that's going to be an enjoyable day for you. And meet new people and friends, and get to see different things in the area. Okay, well, you have a fine evening, a good day tomorrow. 73, and we'll make a call here. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KD2AIT.
Okay, we've got KD2AIT, KC2WI. We'll start with Pete. Pete, how's your day? How's the evening? And what's going on?
That's KC2WI. I got a pile on the floor here, clothes, all kinds of stuff, hacks, whatever. Well, Monday... Friday or Saturday, I don't know what, I can't remember, maybe it was Friday, I got a call from Ken Pinkley up at Dunn's Boat Service in Big Moose Lake, and he had some issues and wanted me to come up, and pretty much have to come up after 5 o'clock because things are, they're busy 24/7 it seems like, but they're busy, open every day and all that. So we decided that Monday night would fit our schedules, and so I did some work on Sunday because I looked at the forecast and headed up there Monday afternoon. Worked for several hours. I can't remember when I got done, at 10 o'clock or 9, I don't know, pretty late. But I had packed the car up with my car camping equipment and my backpacking, my backpack, and, you know, food and all that. And I headed into the Moose River Plains about 10 o'clock or I don't know what time it was, 10:30 something, 11, I don't know. Found a pretty nice campsite up by Otter Brook. Set up, put my little rain fly, lean-to rain fly up just in case, but I didn't really need it. I didn't put my my mosquito net, my bug net there up, but didn't need it. Weren't any bugs. And then Tuesday morning I got up and took a ride in. I was at the end of the, well, as far as you can go on the old road into Beaver Lake. So I mountain biked in there. It's about 2 miles or so. I don't know exactly. I didn't know exactly. I just remember seeing on the map or the sign at one time it was 2 miles or something. And I just decided to ride in and see how it was. And it's a nice road to ride on with a mountain bike. And went for a swim. I don't know what time it was, 8 o'clock or 8, you know, early. No, it must have been quite early in the morning, I guess. Came back and checked into the carrier net at 9 as I was packing up my camp. And hung around there a little bit and then took a ride back in the Otter, or to Beaver Lake again, and took another swim and then headed out to the end of the Otter Brook Road, or I don't know if it's the Otter Brook Road there or if it's the Indian Lake Road, but in any case, and swapped stuff around in the pack from my big box of car camping sort of setup, and put minimal what I needed in the pack. Took out my big air mattress, single bed wide kind of air mattress, blew it up with the 12 volt pump, and put my backpack on, and then carried the big mattress. So I was really comfortable down at Squaw Lake. It's only 3/4 of a mile. And stayed there, and I attempted to do another little mountain bike trip on the way, and boy, it just, the old road into, into West Canada Lakes, essentially. First, maybe half a mile or 3/4 of a mile was nice. Then it started going uphill, and it was just, it was hard even walking. I'm pushing the bike up this, and I'm saying, it's really hot. I'm not going to be able to ride this bike even down this. It's so rocky. And the heck with that, and turned around. And then the next morning, I had planned to go ride into Indian Lake or maybe 5 or 10 miles down the road as far as I could go. And I was just the hot weather the day before on Tuesday, and particularly that sort of aggravating, you know, attempt to bike up the old road into Wolf Lake, and that I said, oh no, I don't want to do this. I could get out, I'll get in there, be fine, but when I come back, I'm going to have to either wait till the end of the day, and it'll still be hot, or I'm going to be coming back, it's going to be hot. And on the road, man, on that road, the deer flies were just atrocious. Down at the lake, they were fine. It just really didn't exist. So I just, and I had planned to come out and camp out, you know, close to, right at the car somewhere. But it was just so nice. I just stayed in there last night boy, it was beautiful. Last night was really, really nice as far as the temperature. The night before was just about as good. Actually, all three nights were pretty good. And woke up when, I don't know what time it was, but probably quite early. I said, well, okay, I'm awake. What am I going to do? I'm going to pack up and get everything packed up before it rains. And I think I was out at the car at 7:38 o'clock. And so I was, I stopped in Inlet and got a pair of toe strap clips for my old mountain bike I got up in Lake Pleasant, and a couple things like that, and went to the donut shop and had an absolutely wonderful, sausage McMuffin with egg cologne on a bagel. Boy, it was really good. Picked up a few donuts, checked my phone messages, and headed back into Dunn's there and consulted with Ken about it, some more work, and got poured like crazy coming in from Eagle Bay Inn, and then went the rest of the way back, the back way through Stillwater. So that was my adventure, but it was really, really nice being back there. It never was too hot by the lake. It was virtually dead quiet most of the time. Although Tuesday afternoon, I'm in my relaxing in my hammock. I look out on the lake. I see something moving, and I watch it. It was people in a canoe, and they actually went across and camped at some campsite, which apparently is only accessible by boat, because I couldn't find any trail from the Indian Lake Road. But I don't know how they got there. They didn't come in past me, which is the only way in. There was no car in the parking area. They portaged in from somewhere else. So now that's a mystery I have to solve. But I could see them when I hiked around a little point, but from the main space, you would never know anybody was there. So, boy, was it nice. I got a little bit sort of bored, you know. I was almost going to go up to the car and get my laptop and start working on writing an article or something, and I didn't do that. But, I could almost live there if I had some things to do. Anyway, that's a long story, and tonight I was over at the Boonville Fair doing parking for the Towpath Trekkers. Beautiful night out tonight, too. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Doggone, you make me tired just thinking about all the things you did. Well, I'll tell you what, the visit always is pleasant up by Ken's there at Dunn's. Nice people to deal with, and they treat you fair and so on. But, yeah, that's a nice area to go up to. And then Indian Lake, I'll tell you what, there's a nice diner there as you get in the town on the left. It's in the back there. I think there used to be a grocery store there, but I'm not sure if it's still there or not. But back to the left on that same side is a diner. Has always got fantastic food. And shut that down. Good food and good prices and whatever, and friendly people there. So nice area. Well, it sounds like you had quite an eventful time with it, and got a lot of things accomplished. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I had to do a third of what you did in this whole story, I'd have been worn out and back home laying down and trying to get a nap to recuperate a little bit. So, boy, more power to you. Doggone it. I think you got more drive and whatever than half of the 20-year-olds around. All right, Pete. Well, you have a good evening. Thank you for checking in, and have a good day tomorrow. Okay, we'll move along to KD2AIT. Jeff, what's going on with you?
Well, good evening, it's KD2AIT. Not too much going on here. Did a lot of work today, and another hike out on the towpath. It's kind of nice out once the humidity died back there a bit. see a few people up there on the towpath, kayakers. So, good night. And I'll do a little bit more here online and probably head off to bed here in a bit. So, we'll be doing that fair maybe tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see. But, all right. You have a good one there, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. I know you're always getting out and enjoying the along the towpath there. That's a nice area. I know riding there with the sleds. I haven't been out in the summertime or in the, you know, times there was no snow. But I've run the whole length of that just about numerous times on the sled, and it certainly is a nice area and just relaxing even just to go around it. It works out pretty good. I know you put it hard and heavy with the work and sometimes overdo it, certainly, probably more so than what I think. But you need a rest. You got to get away from it once in a while and just to get a breather. Sounds good. Okay, well, you take care. You have an excellent evening and a good day tomorrow. We'll make another call, see if there are any additional check-ins. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KA2900.
KA2ZNZ, Jack. How you doing? Yeah, when I checked in last night, I was on the lake in the Torquay, and that's probably why you didn't hear me too well, but we got out there, we wanted to do a night ride. The moon was out, and it was just gorgeous, so thought we'd get out there and just caught, and I brought the Torquay along, and caught you coming on there, and I thought, well, I can check in that way. So anyway, back to you, and how was your day?
Yeah, okay, very good. It sounds familiar. We've spent many years on Fulton Chain up there, of course. And the cousin and I used to like to go out late at night with the boat. In fact, the wife did too. And so I'm glad we did it when we were young and frisky and able to enjoy things like that. But anyway, so I understand completely what you're saying then. And yeah, I didn't hear you at all the first time, but you got, you know, none of it came through the second time, so I know it was you. Anyways, nice day down this way again. Again, very, a little hot and muggy. We had some rain this morning, but not very much. 3/800ths of an inch. Less than 4/10ths of an inch, actually, where some areas south of us had some pretty good thunderstorms. And right now we're sitting at, it's like 78, and that, yeah, it was like 76. It's kind of across the room from here. And the sun came out towards noon, and, you know, everything cleared right up, and not a bad day. Southern cities all around. Back to you, Bob. KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack. Thank you for checking in, and you have a fine evening. I'll get back with you in a little while. Yeah, we went out and enjoyed that last night with a full moon. I happened to go outside for something and looked up, and I saw that big round moon there, and I said to Sherry, let's take a boat ride. That was about 9:30, and I guess we were on the water probably about 10 minutes when you call for the net, and worked out nice. We went around the lake and spent a little time in the water just putzing around and enjoy it. Got out today. Yeah, we had a little rain here this morning and turned into a downpour for a while. Came down pretty hard and heavy for probably about a good 30 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, somewhere in that area. But it did clear up, turned out to be a nice day. We got back out on the lake again before dinner and went out after dinner and took another cruise. got to take advantage of it while you can, I guess. So, well, I'll tell you what, I can't believe we're almost into August, and oh, we haven't had much of summer yet. And we can count the days on one hand, just about, maybe a little more than that, but we can't. Anyway, I'm hoping we have a long, what do they call it, Indian summer? Maybe we'll get lucky with that. All right, well, Jack, you have a fine evening. I'll check in with you in a little while. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-in.
KD2FPM for a comment when you have a moment.
KD2FPM, Kevin, you have the floor.
Yeah, KD2FPM. Listen, I wanted to tell you, my fiance and I were just chatting. We're hoping that we'll be coming through the Boonville area maybe, hopefully, a little after 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I will probably have my handheld radio, so anybody that's up that way, if you hear me throw my call sign out, feel free to give me a shout back. I'll try to chat with you as long as I can hold the repeater. So on that note, I'll step back and I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, I don't think I have any problem with the handheld repeater. It's got good sensitivity and covers a pretty good distance. I know the one I have is, it's not an expensive one, and it seems to do pretty well considering, I'm doing the hills and everything between here and Boonville. And I've been on the road with it N12 numerous times and works perfectly fine, so I think you'll do okay. Well, good. You have a good evening. 73. And have a good day tomorrow. And hopefully get to chat with you another time on the net. Okay, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW. KC2WI, Pete, go for it.
Yeah, the Indian Lake that I was talking about is not Indian Lake Village, Indian Lake. If you go in Moose River Plains and you go to the Big T and you go south on Otterbrook Road, you go a few miles, you cross over the south branch of the Moose River, and then Otterbrook for a ways, and then I guess you cross over it, but then it curves around, goes up the side of around a hill, and I guess you kind of go west, I would call it, west-southwest, a few miles. And then they've got it blocked off. They used to be able to drive down there. My friend K2LML told me back in the 60s when they first opened that you could drive all the way down to Indian River, whatever. But I think it's about seven miles, something from the Big T. I don't remember exactly. And is the farthest you can go. And then you got to park there. They got boulders across the road. The road continues. And the last time I was in there, I walked in a couple miles. You go about 3/10 of a mile. Then there's a trail off of that. Goes down to Squaw Lake, which is the real, real pretty lake. But if you continue going, it's 2.5 miles, I think, something like that. The next lake is Indian Lake, which is another real pretty lake. And there's a nice campsite there. And the road keeps going, and it actually goes, I guess, crosses the Indian River and whatever, or goes, I guess, I would guess crosses it, because I don't know, I guess so. Anyway, and it actually loops around, and I don't know if you know the Moose River Plains that well, but when you come in from inlet, from Limekiln Lake, you come up over a hill, and there's a lake called Fawn Lake, which is on your right down after you come in a little bit, and you come down, you come up over whatever, and you come down to a road that goes off of there at Red River. It's a little stream, it's not a big river. It's called Red River. And if you turn right there, if you're coming in from inlet, that road is actually, it's actually the Indian Lake or Indian River, I think it's called Indian River Road. I can't remember if it's lake or river. It goes in 5 miles or so, and then it's gated off because it comes into Adirondack League Club property. But if you look on the map, it goes sort of south and then loops around east, and the Otter Brook Road and Indian Lake or Indian River, I can't remember which it is actually one continuous big loop road, but you can't do it legally because part of it's Adirondack League Club property. I guess you could do it maybe on a mountain bike or something if you didn't get caught and get arrested by the Adirondack League Club. But I'm assuming it's a good road into where the gate is, and I'm assuming that on the Adirondack League Club property, that's all a good road that people can use if they're club members. And then where it goes over to where the state land is now, then it's probably, not been maintained, but it hasn't been used, so it might be like the rest of it's in pretty good shape. So, but anyway, that's what I was going to do, not Indian Lake, the town of. And you're right, at Indian Lake, used to be, well, it was an it was a Grand Union. Wasn't it a Grand Union in Indian Lake? Or maybe it was, I'm thinking it was A&P, but I think it was Grand Union. And then somebody tried to make a go of it as a market, and that didn't fly, and it's been empty for years. KC2WI.
Oh, Roger, I think it was a Grand Union years ago. Right there has always been a good eating stop or a place to stop and rest and get coffee or whatever. Sounds good. You're talking about, I hadn't been through Moose River Plains and that area going over. Never got up that way with the sled. And the northern, I guess it would be the north, like you were saying, the northeastern part of the Adirondack League Club. I hadn't been up there either. We went around the lake, we were on that lake at one time, and boy, I'll tell you what, I was going back in the early 70s. Yeah, 69 or 70, somewhere around there. And they chased us off of there. Boy, I'll tell you what, we went like the devil to get away. That was back when the railroad was running, and we came back and we run the tracks on the way down, and guess what? With all the snowbanks and everything else, the doggone train was coming, all of a sudden the world lit up, it was bright lights, and get the devil off the tracks, because they didn't have any compunction about running over your sled or you, I think, at that time. So, one of those things. So, back to you for comment, Pete. KC2WY N5AOW.
Yeah, back then, yeah, there were trains. If you look on a map, if you look on a topo map or something, or I think you could do it on Google Maps or something. I can't remember which one I was looking at it on. I might have been on my GPS, I don't know. But, yep, that's a loop road, or it was at one time. And you probably, I don't know how far you could go back on it, but I bet you could get in there in the Moose River Plains and, you know, go to where the boulders are and ride around those and probably go 10 more miles on a snowmobile. You probably could make the whole loop, I would bet you. Unless there's a bridge out over something, which I don't know. I'd have to look and see what if it crosses the river. I think it does. Seems to me Bill told me that, but I don't remember it. Anyway, I thought it would be an interesting thing to explore, but it was just too hot. My legs were tired. I didn't really ride that much on Tuesday, but between the heat and climbing up and pushing the bike up these rocks, figuring, oh, I'm going to just get to the top of this hill and then it'll be good road again. And I just kept going. I finally said, the heck with this. I want to go swimming. That, like I said, so I didn't go in. That and the deer flies. I got to get myself a deer, mosquito net shirt. I stopped in the store there in Inlet, the 8th, and they didn't have large, they only had small ones left. So I got the pants, but I didn't get the shirt. And like I said, I didn't go back through Old Forge to stop and look at the hardware store and that, because A, there's road construction between Eagle Bay and Old Forge, and B, I ended up going back into Ken's and going back around that way. And it's really interesting, from Lowellville to Big Moose Lake, it's only 40 miles. And, you know, if you could go at a reasonable speed on the dirt section of that road, it would be a real quick trip. But even going slow, it's quicker to go, and I'd say it's about 5 miles from my house to Lowellville, but it felt to me a lot quicker to go over to Big Moose Lake by going through Stillwater than by going through Old Forge.
Oh, I would imagine it was. The last time I've been over that way had to be, I think, summer of 70 or 71. Of course, it was dusty, ruddy, potholes and what have you, and we had to travel slow. But, yeah, it seemed like it still would have been a quicker. I think it brings you into, if I recall, I could be wrong, but Martinsville, right up that way, I'm not really sure.
I don't know. Well, I'm in Martinsburg, town of Martinsburg, which is sort of the next town south from Lowellville. Martinsville, I don't know. Nothing up that way that I know of.
No, I had it wrong. You got it right. Martinsburg, that's the one I was thinking of. I guess I better get out of here and close things because we got Jack coming on with a net shortly. But Pete, good chatting with you. I got it. Always find some interesting facts and things that travel in your travels. So, well, you have a good evening, and I'll wrap this up here and let Jack have it. So you have a good evening. Take care. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin James, Jack, Pete, and Jeff. Well, we had a good turnout this evening. 73 to everyone. Have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
This is KD2FPN. I will be clearing this repeater of the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow. And like I said, hopefully I'll be in the area sometime after 10 a.m., and I will have my handheld, and I'll be looking for a few people to chat with. 73, KD2FPM is clear.
for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Whether we're out of traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack again.
This is N2WBX, good evening, all.
Okay, very good. N5AOW, hello again, Pat. And N2WBX, over the desk. Thank you both for checking in. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated. 73 Squall, have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2NZ.